everyone. Welcome to the Still Parents podcast, supported by Global's Make Some Noise. It is Baby Loss Awareness Week this week, and we are here doing daily shows. So rather than one a week, around about an hour, we're just doing a daily, between 5 and 10 minutes, just have a little chat.
Do you reckon people are happy to hear off us every day?
Hell no.
It's a bit busy, isn't it?
That's why it's only 10 minutes. So, and we just wanted to be with, we thought about doing this last year. We were, I think, just in the middle of getting this studio finished, so we're still in our infancy. So it's day three. Thank you very much to everyone who's listened so far. You can get in touch with us through our website, stillparentspodcast.co.uk, our socials as well, Still Parents Podcast on Instagram. And joining us for a quick episode today is Ian Rowlands. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
You fooled us with your background then on your Zoom call, because we thought you were in some remote lake in Canada.
No. I'm still in sunny Cannock, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what they say about Cannock. It's the Canada of the Midlands.
Is that what they say?
No.
No. I had a bit of a map moment.
I was going to say, you're spending far too much time with me, I think.
Right, Baby Loss Awareness Week 2023. Yeah. Ian, what are your thoughts on this? Because I'm not sure if you heard the other episodes that we've done so far, but we started out the week just talking about the need for a week like this, but also at the same time, the awareness should be there all year round, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it is important to show awareness all year round, but in the same way, it's important to just recognise, have a set a week aside just to recognise and just have a bit of time reflection. Uh-huh. More than any other time.
Do you, during Baby Loss Awareness Week, do you do anything to get involved with it, or anything that's particularly different from how you handle your grief during any other day of the year?
We try and involve ourselves in the chat as much as possible. We've got the Dads and Granddads group chat.
Yes.
Try and involve ourselves, help other people going through similar. Because I realise we all have different experiences. Yeah. Going through this week and what different feelings. So I think it's important just to share some of those experiences. Some people might find something that they've got in common. So the way you're dealing with it might help them.
I think that's very well said. And it's true. The Dads and WhatsApp group that we have running through the Lily May Foundation, which it's got a few dozen people in it now, isn't it? And you don't have to necessarily, you know, pipe up and talk in there. You can just be in the room. And like you said, with your answer, and different people will have their different ways of dealing with it at whatever stage they're at in their grief.
And I think what Ian said is absolutely right. I think you said is the fact that sometimes, I must admit, especially the last couple of months, I haven't been as vocal on it, but it's been nice to see a lot of dads interacting and talking, and that's the idea of the group, isn't it?
Let's face it. It is. I'm sorry to derail the chat for a second. It is quite funny when you are vocal on it, though, because when Ryan...
I know what's coming
when
here.
When Ryan and Ryan Palmer, yesterday's guests, were in London last week to go on the Heart Breakfast Show, Matt just tried, as in his own words, he said, "I'm just trying to make conversation," because Ryan sent a picture saying, "We're in a pub." We're in a pub in London.
Watching the football.
To which Matt replied, "Oh, which one are you in?"
My response was, "One in London. Do you know it?"
Matt just goes, "I'm only making conversation."
To be fair, it's beautiful. I thought as soon as I typed it, I was like,
"What an absolute sausage."
Just left myself home. I thought, I've got to answer it the way I do. And I was like, well, you know, just making conversation.
It's one of the many reasons why I love you, Matt. Ian, could you give any, or do you have any tips or advice for people who are experiencing in the middle of it now, the middle of their first Baby Loss Awareness Week?
As I say, it's, everybody goes through it differently. This is our second, unfortunately, and it's important to come together, share experiences. As I said before, we're all part of a club nobody wants to be in. It helps to interact with the members because they might share some of your feelings, and a lot of people don't, unfortunately, don't share a lot of your feelings because they've got no idea what you're going through. But if you can just talk to people and remember your little one in your own way, then I think that's important to...
Brilliant. I think that's very well said, and you bang on as well, because not everyone will know or have any idea of how to go, I mean, I don't, how you go through this every day, but also just bringing up that awareness more, which we do every single day anyway. But this week, whether it's, you know, not, I know not everyone is a fan of this week, but it's here, so let's use it to the best of its capability to keep the awareness out there. Yep, and raise more of it, I should say.
Yep.
Ian, thank you very much for joining us. Take care, buddy.
All right, see you soon. Bye bye.
Cheers, Ian.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.